Welcome to the Navuna Sustainable Business Podcast. Today we're joined by Dean Lowry Jenkins from Celtic Roots Farm. Celtic Roots is a community-supported farm that's truly committed to sustainable farming practices. They provide fresh, local food directly to the community while focusing on ethical treatment of animals, environmental care, and food security for local people who live in the local community. By connecting directly with the community, Celtic Roots Farm creates a model of farming that doesn't just produce food, but also lowers carbon footprints and builds resilience within the local food system. So Dean, thanks for joining us today. Could you tell us a little bit about how Celtic Model Roots Farm started really, and what inspired you to adopt what is quite a different community supported type model farming?
Okay, so it was something I was passionate about back in 2015, but it's obviously taken a long time to kind of get to this point. And I think with the pandemic, it really showed the food security was at an all-time high, where everyone was rushing out to get food, everyone was scared, and there wasn't enough local producers to kind of pick up that.
Yes.
So it kind of really inspired, and I was a funeral director at the time as well, through the pandemic. So I kind of truly had that thing that I wanted to help people and help people in with the local community. So we've kind of put a stand on saying that we'll only serve people within 7 miles of the farm and 7 miles only. And yeah. I think that's important as well. So that's kind of, it was that passion. And I've always been an outdoor guy. I used to grow stuff in my garden and have bees and outgrew that. And then we kind of then moved into the farm space to grow the farm.
Yeah, yeah. And what have the community been saying about this? They've been hugely supportive?
Yes and no. It's kind of changing the way people buy stuff, because the biggest problem we've got is supermarkets.
Yes.
And everyone can go to, say, Tesco's, Asda's, Morrison's, wherever the supermarkets are, and then they've got all a wide range of products. So it's been a challenge for us when we only got small amount of products. So it's more delivery that we have to do at the moment. People don't come to the farm. So it is a challenge at this moment in time to get people to change the way they buy. But then we see a lot more people buying box schemes now and having stuff directly sent to them.
Yes.
But more and more people are kind of looking at that local food and looking for more organic food as well. We're not organic certified, but we do organic practices, because people realize now that the farmers, especially the big farmers, spraying their crops with fertilizers, pesticides, is also causing effects on our bodies from the food that we're eating. So for me, it was, I needed to change that. Even if it's only small, that's what I had to do.
Yeah, yeah. And it's changing behaviors bit by bit, isn't it? The more
yes.
they buy from you, the more they see, right. And see, it's not necessarily more expensive, it's just a different way of doing things, isn't it?
Yes.
So talking about different way you're doing, I mean, there's a big emphasis on your website and, you know, how we were talking before about ethical livestock practices. How does that differ then to more conventional methods that you would find on one of the big dairy farms, for example, or sheep farms?
So we move our stock around quite a lot. So for instance, we use the pigs to work our vegetable beds. So they basically, we put green manure. I'm not sure if you know what green manure is, so I'll explain it a bit better.
Yeah.
So green manure is a crop. So it's red clover, radish, and all different type of things. And it kind of helps the nutrients in the soil and build that fertility back up in the soil.
Right.
And then the pigs will go in, rotate that back into the soil so it builds up the structure. And then with their poo and whatever else, then it's fertilizing the soil. So then it's ready for growth, which gives us around 5 years worth of growth without having to use chemical fertilizers, pesticides, any of those things, because they also get rid of pests as well within the soil, which then stops our root crops getting damaged by certain bugs that are in the soil.
Wow. So, I mean, that's quite different. But to me, you know, it seems kind of quite a logical thing to do. How did you come across that method? Was it trial and error, or did you learn it from somewhere else? Or
very much trial and error, but I love being on YouTube and watching people all over the world using different sustainable models. And you've got to try. All right, some things have failed and some things have been positive. So for instance, we did 2.5 acres of sunflowers this year, and I had to plant twice, and I did it by hand. But we lost the first lot to slugs. Then the next lot, we lost an acre to slugs. So next year, we're going to be using alpacas out with the ducks. So the ducks will get rid of the slugs, so it's saving our crops. We haven't got to use slug pellets to get rid of the slugs. And then the alpacas will protect the ducks from the fox. Because if we just had the ducks in the field, running, the fox would come in and take them. So we're trying to think of all different things and creating that ecosystem within the land. But we also stay away as well. We're trying to keep even the animals organic without kind of giving them injections and stuff, because their manure will basically take out the, microorganisms in the soil. So it ruins the microorganisms. So a lot of these big farmers, commercial farmers, are all injecting their animals, which obviously we're eating, but it's also affecting the microorganisms in the soil, which that's why a lot of the land is getting ruined.
Gosh, so it's all about getting the balance right. Just continuously evolving, I suppose. So obviously, you're yourself, Dean, a business owner as well. So in terms of the business side of things, you've got a lot on your plate just running the farm, as it were. What are some of the challenges you've got in terms of, making yourself, I suppose, a kind of a business fit for purpose for the future? Because ultimately, you've got to survive, haven't you, financially as well?
Yeah, so it has been challenging. So for the last 2 years, I've had to run my landscaping company as well as the farm. And I do that by myself, which gives me the funds to run the farm, because there's not a huge amount of money coming into the farm at the moment. So it has been challenging, but I've also got dyslexia, which has also been challenging. But there's new kind of things, ChatGPT or whatever it is. Yes. That's helping me kind of write my messages and getting stuff out there. So that's taken a lot of the admin side of the business away from me to focus on the actual running of the business.
And are things increasing in terms of things like cost, feed for the animals, all those kind of things? I know things are very difficult in terms of cost of living crisis. Is that also seen coming through with what you're doing as well? So that's a steady cost that you've got, this SD.
Yeah, so the pig feed is the most expensive. Everyone else is grazing out on the land. We've got enough land for the other animals to graze, but the pigs are costing us the most. We're also using Bishop's fruit and veg. So they're giving us veg that's left over that they can't sell to market.
That's another local producer, and then
we're giving the pigs fruit and veg as well, so they've got a balanced diet of everything in there, really.
Mm-hmm. So in terms of, I suppose your passion is the first, and then you happen to be a business owner as well. Do you feel that other people give you guidance on how to make your business grow, or are you literally doing it yourself? Is there any guidance that the government gives, anything at all?
So we've got Farming Connect, which help us. They give us support. So I'm funded for different kind of programs. I can go on. We can go out to other farms, see what other farms are doing, what they're doing, and also mentorship as well. So people that are already doing crops and they're already doing animals, I've got mentors that can help me where needed to get that information that I need, which is brilliant for us. But we've also just signed up for Veg for Schools. I'm not sure if you've come across the project.
Yes, I have, yes.
So they're looking to, we're working with them now for next year to grow veg, but that will only go for the local schools as well. So we're creating organic crops for local schools. So little programs like that are helping us now build into more of a sustainable model, which is hard otherwise, because, for instance, if I did 2 acres of vegetables, I'm not going to be able to sell that. So it can be a lot of surplus there, first of all. But by working with Veg for Schools, they'll take most of our produce and then I can start doing the veg boxes because I haven't wasted a lot of crops. Does that make sense?
Yes, no, that does make sense. That's very clever, actually. So in terms of, funding, do you get any financial support from the government, from the local council, that type of thing?
No, I've even in my other businesses, funding's always been a challenge because it takes so much.
We've heard that from other businesses, yes.
It takes so much of your time and then you think, right, I've got it right. And they come back and say, no. And then you just feel so disheartened all the time. So for me, I've just had to go out and work hard to build those funds and put it in. But I think doing that, you feel a lot more proud of what you're doing and more passionate in what you're doing. I
Yeah.
think sometimes if you're just given stuff, it's an easy life and it doesn't always benefit you. Does that make sense?
No, absolutely. You're doing it from the heart, which is
Yeah.
so inspiring. So in terms of, I don't know whether you can think beyond tomorrow or, but it's all, as you were saying about crop rotation and stuff like that, you're almost thinking of next year, aren't you? You have to, I suppose. So if you were thinking next year, right, what are the big projects I want to do more of, or I want to kind of, invest in, or not necessarily financial, just your time, what would they be, do you think?
I would like to do also retreats down here for people with mental health to get them into a different space and they'd be able to eat the food from the land and engage with the animals a lot more and kind of bring people back down to earth because I think we live such a busy life, everyone's hectic. And that will then help also help fund the farm to become more sustainable and grow other
Another
things
revenue
and
stream
invest in.
potentially.
Yeah, and invest into the business more.
God, that sounds fantastic. So I'm inspired. I'd love to come and visit you, but you were saying at this stage, it's just a working farm, isn't it? So, but if people did want to get in touch, maybe, to connect with you or to do some projects with you, maybe, or just, to kind of get the word out there about the fantastic stuff you were doing, what's the best way of doing that, Dean? Do you have social media, that
I
type of
have, yes, we're on social media, so you can find us on Facebook. Instagram, or you can go for our website, which is www.celticrootswales.co.uk, and you'll be able to find all the information you need on the website to get in contact with me. I'm always up for speaking to people, and looking at different projects and how we can partner up with people as well to actually make a bigger impact within the community. Because I feel like there's a lot more people out there now that are more inspired again, especially after the pandemic, to start making changes because. What if that happens again? It was a struggle for everybody, and everyone seems to want to be more involved with the community projects now. So we're up for that. And we've also just put out a campaign for planting 100 trees, apple trees.
Right. Tell me more about that.
So we're getting sponsors, £25 a tree, and they'll have their plaque on the tree so they know when people come, they can see they've done it, and they'll get like social media updates on what we're doing. On the farm to kind of grow the orchard as well, which I think is important for your pollinators with your trees that they can, get their pollen and stuff from and yeah.
Wonderful work. I could speak to you all day, Dean. It's so fantastic. And good luck with everything. As you say, you're future-proofing all of us, I think. So watch this space. Thanks very much.